Attention parents. That's mostly everybody who's listening for us this morning. We've got some help for you today if you have issues with parenting. Joining us this morning is Elaine Halligan, director of the Parent Practice. She's been parenting specialist since 2006, helping parents raise competent and confident children. And she's recently written a book called My Child's Different, The Lessons Learned from One Family's Struggle to Unlock Their Son's Potential. Elaine, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. It's my absolute pleasure.
Before we get into some of the techniques to talk about to help parents, can you share your story with us to kind of set the stage for this book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the book is a true story about my son, Sam, who's now a young adult, and he had a really tricky start to life. And by the age of 7, he had been expelled or excluded from three different schools in quick succession. So by the age of 7, he was kind of written off in society. His sense of self-worth was shattered. We were left with a little boy with a plethora of diagnostic labels from autistic spectrum through to ADHD, through to oppositional defiance. And he kind of became known as the alphabet kid. So over the years, as he transformed and we transformed the way we dealt with him, we decided to write a book about what we can do as parents, because I know there are many parents out there who have kids similar to Sam, who may have learning difficulties, or Bruce, who just may be atypical learners, yeah? And it's about how we can develop them into really thriving, resilient adults, maximize their potential, because we all want to unlock strengths in our children. And that's how the book was born. It's full of hope, by the way, and it's full of optimism.
So let's take us through some steps. Maybe you have a child, and it's obviously different parts of a spectrum of how difficult a child may be, and even somebody whose child just adds the positive. You talk about positive parenting. What do you mean by that?
Good question. So positive parenting is about being positive with your language. So it's about using the power of your language to motivate your children and build up their self-esteem. Because if you do have a child who's struggling academically or who's just not fitting in socially, what can happen really quickly is self-esteem and self-worth can drop. So the first thing we advise parents to do is try and be positive with your language. Try and use a type of praise that is going to be more descriptive rather than evaluative. Should I give you an example of that?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So lots of us praise our children, yeah? And we say, good boy. We say, well done. You're amazing. You're a superstar. And yet, if you've got a child who's not feeling so good about themselves, that type of praise will kind of fall on deaf ears. They won't believe it. They'll just dismiss it. They'll think it's over the top. They'll think it's superfluous. So if we get more descriptive with our praise and we start paying attention to what our kids get right, what will happen is we'll start to raise self-esteem. I'll give you a little example. When my son came in from school, he would always throw his shoes and his book bag in the middle of the floor, and it used to press my buttons. He would hang his coat up, by the way, but I never noticed that. I absolutely never noticed him hanging his coat up. And every time he came in, I would be saying, Sam, what are you on? These shoes do not live in the middle of the floor. Why can't you put them in the shoebox? And yet I completely failed to notice what he had done right. And so inadvertently, what was happening as a parent is I was critical. So we need to kind of change that, what I call a negativity bias. And we need to start noticing what he does get right. So a simple change there was, hey, Sam, you've done one of the three things you need to do when you come in from school. Your coat is hanging in the right place. You're following the rule. I wonder which thing you're going to do next.
We always
and
seem
so
to.
It's a really powerful way. Yeah.
I just say we always seem to sometimes to. Yeah. If they're hanging the coat up, hey, that job is done. We don't need to worry about that. And then we just focus on what they're not doing. So you kind of have to. I see how you have to flip that idea and work on the positive parts.
Yeah. And there's a bit of science behind this, Bruce, which is really interesting. And the science behind it is something in our brain called the reticular activating system. And what it does really simply is it searches for whatever it is that we're focused on. So most of us as parents like a tidy home, so we're focused on having a tidy home. We focus on our child not getting it right, and we kind of filter out all the stuff that we don't think is so important. A really good example in everyday life is if you're buying a new car and you may decide to buy a Volkswagen Golf or something, and having made that decision to buy a new car, you suddenly go into the streets of Cleveland, and guess what? Volkswagen Golfs are everywhere. Suddenly you're looking for them. So the reticular activating system will focus on what you perceive as important. And in home life, if we think that we have a child who is uncooperative or not listening to instructions or messy or untidy, guess what? Our reticular activating system will be on the lookout for that. We then end up nagging, repeating, reminding, and so inadvertently we can kind of lose our positivity. Does that make sense?
It does. How does that apply then moving out into the world? Things can happen in your home. You can have kind of a good setting. You can kind of deal with situations. Now the child is out there with a teacher, out in public. How does that transfer out to those areas?
Yes, you're absolutely right. When our children are out in the real world, there can be lots of negativity. And it can be in the education system where they get criticized and they get berated. And what happens is if your child is feeling good about themselves, if they know that they're valued, that their life has some sense of worth, and that they're getting these positive messages from us as parents at home, in the home environment, what happens is they leave the house in the morning and feeling good about themselves, feeling high on self-worth, so that when they meet criticism in real life, and by the way, we will, they absolutely will meet criticism, they are more able to be resilient and to handle that criticism. But imagine if they're at home getting nagged, repeated, punished, threatened, bribed, self-esteem can very quickly drop. And then when they hit life's knocks outside, very quickly that can spiral, and you've got a child who's just not feeling good about themselves. When children don't feel good about themselves, all sorts of things start to happen. So everything in the home is really important to make sure that they leave full of self-worth in the morning.
We're talking today with Elaine Halligan. The group, the book is called A Child's Different, The Lessons Learned from One Family Struggle to Unlock Their Son's Potential. At what point during your kind of struggle did you realize things were going in a positive direction, the things that you were doing were working, and it was starting to click with your son and you and the schools?
So he was out of school, Bruce, for 2 years between the age of 7 and 9. And we completely had to recalibrate what was normal. But very slowly, as we started to use, I would say, 3 key things, which was being positive. The other thing was we learned how to be firm. And I know that may sound a dichotomy, but parents absolutely need to be firm with their boundaries and their values. And then I got consistency because my husband and I were just, we were doing a parenting pendulum game where one of us would be the good cop, another would be the bad cop, and we just didn't know what we were doing, and Sam was very confused. So I would say we saw results almost instantly when we started using positive parenting, but that's not to say it's a long haul to actually get Sam to the position he was in today. But these skills work. But I would say, within a couple of months, we started to see a difference. But the difference was in the way that we dealt with him. And I would say the second thing is, if any parents listening have a child with learning needs, the second most important thing is just to get them into the right educational environment. I mean, that is a really hard call. I don't know what SEN provision is like in the U.S., but here, lots of our children who have learning needs are in mainstream schools where the support system is woefully inadequate. And so it's a kind of jungle out there for parents to try and really access the right educational provision. But together with a positive parenting priest, Bruce, it can make a phenomenal difference.
If people want to find out more of what you're up to, where is a good place to get some details as well as their hands on this book?
So our website is www.theparentpractice.com. And I think Amazon.com is probably the best place to find the book if they want to read more. And the book is full of top tips, and it's actually got Sam's voice in there as well, telling his side of the story about what it was like to be a child in this kind of syndrome mix. So I think it's a fascinating blend of some techniques, my story as a mother, and Sam as a young child.
It's always good to read a story and have someone has their own perspective and their story in it, as opposed to just some sort of textual information about a how-to. It really applies a face to,
oh,
to a practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what makes this book unique. It's a complete hybrid. I don't think it's been done before. And I don't know about your listeners, but the last thing I need is another parenting book on my bedside table. I do not need another parenting book. But when you put it in together with a human interest story that has such transformational results, and I'm not gonna spoil it for anyone, but it's a real page turner, I think. So yeah, you're right. It's a real hybrid, and it's entertaining. It's full of laughs, Bruce, as well as a few tears along the way.
That's good. Well, Elaine, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing your advice. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Bye for now.
It's Elaine Halligan joining us this morning, talking about My Child's Different, the lessons learned from one family's struggle to unlock their son's potential.